Good morning, everyone. So we also welcome our online audience to our morning session. The topic will be the same, the value and the method of Mansa Seva. And we have with us this morning Sister Pratibha from Africa, who is the right hand of Vedanti Bain and assistant regional coordinator of the African continent. She is in knowledge for the past 51 years. She was born in Zambia in Africa and based in Nairobi in Kenya. And to interview her this morning, we have our very special, wonderful, talented, what else? Sweet, loving Rupesh Bhai. Rupesh Bhai, we want to welcome you.
Thank you.
And Rupesh Bhai took knowledge when he was just at the age of 16, very young. And today, he is a teacher of Raja Yoga, a counselor, an anchor, a motivational speaker, and Baba's multimedia representative, who holds many television programs, all leading to revealing Baba in many ways. So I leave you with both Rupesh Bhai and Pratibha Bain. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Om Shanti. And a warm welcome to all Baba's angels. The very first day when we come to Baba, there are few words we listen regularly. Often we listen those words. And one of them is Mansa Seva, service through mind. Baba says, everyone can do Mansa Seva and everyone must do Mansa Seva. Because this is the highest form of service. But we have experience that service through words and service through actions is easy to do. As soon as we complete our 7 days course, we start doing service through words and service through actions, right? How many of you started these two services, Vacha Seva and Karmana Seva, after completing your 7 days course? Can I see your hands, please? Yeah. Many, many. Thank you. Thank you very much. So we are okay with both of these services, Vacha Seva and Karmana Seva. But when Baba talks about Mansa Seva, right? We all feel that we have to work on this more and more. We have to churn. We have to go deep. And we have to work on this. Sorry? Getting the translation? Everyone is getting the translation? Okay, thank you. And in last, Avyakt Murli, Baba also asked us to fix a time for Mansa Seva, as we have fixed a time for Amrit Vela and traffic control. Because this service, Mansa Seva, is really very, very essential. It is call of the time, need of the hour. And that's why today's topic, value and method of effective Mansa Seva, is really very, very useful. And we are fortunate that we have Sister Pratibha, who is one of the most experienced instrument of Bab Dada, to answer our questions. I have received many questions from your side. I will put those questions in front of her and we will get answer from Sister. So let's welcome Sister Pratibha again. And before I come to the rosary of questions, I would like to ask, when you heard about this topic, Achanak, right? What was the first thought or first Baba's version came into your mind?
I just came straight from meeting a group from Poland, and their question was, how do we catch Baba's thoughts, or how do we catch what Baba wants to tell us? And the very first two words comes to me, which Baba did mention a couple of weeks ago, catching and touching power. And then we can go into the depth, how do I receive catching power and touching power? So in this morning's interview, we will definitely talk about that also.
Thank you. So Bab Dada has emphasized that Mansa Seva is the highest and final service. Why is it considered the most powerful form of service? What do you think?
Anything you use, especially in, you know, baking and cooking, you will bring flavor through essence. You will not put 20 kilos of strawberry in your cake, but concentrated, right? Just two drops. Similarly, if I want to achieve Mansa Seva, it is the essence of all yogas. Amrit Vela Yoga, traffic control, evening yoga, whatever, the essence concentrated is Mansa Seva. And that's why it's very important, but also very powerful.
Right. Can you share an experience where Mansa Seva brought visible change? Because we want to see what change is there, either in a situation or soul or even in nature.
In 2005, I was traveling, don't take me wrong, all African countries are not like that, but I was in a war-torn country, and there is no medical facility in that country, and I had no idea because that was my first trip this Kalpa. So when I arrived there, service was good, I did everything what I needed to do, but when I come back, I was not well, the body was not well. And it was so bad that I had reaction and medical terms, if anybody knows here, it's called Stephen Johnson syndrome. And it damaged my body completely, like somebody walking from fire, first degree and third degree burns. So I was in hospital. When Baba's children came to see me, the mothers would cry. But when brothers cry, you wonder what's happening. And I did not see myself. I flew in, I was admitted in hospital, and I did not see myself. So I said, let me go and see myself. I hopped to the washroom, and I saw myself. I could not recognize my own self. And this body was completely burnt, reaction of medication. Anyway, I just walked back to the bed. I sat, and I started chatting with Baba. And I said, Baba, I came very young to you, and I would love to serve all my life, but not in this condition. I can't go in front of anyone. Anyone cannot interact with me. And so, of course, that's words and action. But we will heal this body, don't worry. I was telling myself. And I started working. I do not want a golden age body, but at least a body which would take me for service. And I can interact with people. And I could manage to heal this body through Mansa Seva to this level where not even doctors believed that I was a victim of Stephen Johnson syndrome. At least I can present myself and serve from 2005, but of course even earlier I did service. And so that was the magic of Mansa Seva. Mm-hmm. And for that, you only need a surrender mind. A lot of people feel the word surrender is defeat. When you surrender, you are defeated. But here, Baba doesn't understand as defeat. Baba understands at victory. Because to surrender means to give yourself to Baba. And that's not a defeat.
Wonderful experience, really. And now we are seeing sister serving around the globe. Really, it's magic of Baba. So what a special practice. Just you surrender yourself to Baba, or you did any special practice for that also?
It's a process of a long time as a Brahmin. You don't just get, you know, Mansa Seva in a day. You need to stock up. Stock up your power, your energy, you know, your thoughts, positive thoughts, a lot of things. But one dharana, one dharana which I took when I came to Center Life was, Balak so Malik and Malik so Balak means to become a child and a master. When you have that practice of being a master and give suggestions, ideas, whatever, but then if it goes through, great. Baba used you as an instrument. It's not my idea. Don't ever bring the thought, my idea was accepted. Otherwise that brings subtle ego. That wouldn't allow you to do Mansa Seva. Second, if that idea is not been accepted, then become a child, an innocent child. That's fine. And in that, there's so much of purity. So one is modesty, or I can say humility, namrata, and the other one is purity.
Right.
Purity of the mind and your heart.
Only then we will be able to serve. Nice. Baba says, Didi, jaisa sankalp vaisi srishti. Means, as are the thoughts, so is the world. So how can we measure the impact of our Mansa Seva? Because we want to see, we heard your experience. But sometimes we want to know that something should be visible. Or if I see something, then only I can proceed. Sometimes we think like that.
Yes. We definitely want to see. It's not that, you know, Mansa Seva doesn't show you. And I've had so many experiences in my field, service field I would say, that, it starts from subtle, and it goes into gross. Normally it's from gross to subtle. But here, I have a thought that I want to achieve this. Like, you know, so many times I've experienced this. But I'll give you one example, that I was in West Africa. West Africa is a little bit challenging field. It's not very easy due to weather, infrastructure, and many other things. So we were three sisters, and we were in Equatorial Guinea, which is a former Portuguese colony, and everything is not like organized. Now it is, but I'm talking about 2005, 6, 7. And center was simple, very simple. Brahmins were very new. So everything we sisters had to do. We don't have transportation. We want to avoid cabs so that we don't use money. And come kharch bala nashin, in other words, less expense and more splendor, more service. So in that way, you know, you can't just walk into an auditorium or a hall or a very nice place, hire it and start doing programs. So one day, I was in a place where I could not read Portuguese, so I asked one of the person who was standing there, please tell me what this is. I knew it was something very nice, but I didn't know what. I kept on reading Palacio, and I had no idea. Anyway, this person told me that there is a conference going to take place in Palacio, that's something. And this conference is organized by an organization in Italy. And I asked, what is it? See, I don't understand, but it's something to do with integral, something, diet. I said, all right, so I would like to go there. Yeah? But somebody had showed me a place which was so magnificent. It was, a big hall, very, very respectful, like a palace type of a place, you know. And that's why the name was Palacio. In, Portuguese France, they have town halls, you know, which are like that. So I made a thought that day that whenever Dadi comes, you know, we will organize a program here. But of course it's very expensive and quite, you know, royal. Anyway, that was the thought I made. That was the seed I put. But I would never ever dream that I would get the opportunity to go and talk there. That I wouldn't think. Anyway, so every now and then that place kept on coming in front of my eyes. You know? And then this person is telling me there is a conference there. So I went back to the center and I said, we have to go somewhere. You know, for the program, it's tomorrow. And what was it? The conference was so beautiful. You know, there was a company from Italy who was trying to introduce integral, means, you know, non-white things like biscuits and flour and bread and all that. And they were not only introducing, but they were offering. So they'll make everything from wheat flour. And they will say, okay, taste this, eat this, you know. And they will serve that biscuits, and they will serve some olives, and they will just serve some cheese and all that. And so it was like some practical experience they would have, and they would choose to change their diet. And it's, Baba's knowledge is so versatile that we arrived there. A layperson would just say, what are we going to do in a conference like that? But we said, no, it's okay, we'll go there. And I got the opportunity to speak. Whatever your diet is, it affects your mind. And in that way, I got a chance to speak, not only the mind, but even the body. Mm-hmm. So there's harmony between the mind and the body. And that starts from my mind. Anyway, we were there. I was so happy that I got the opportunity to participate in this conference, but in this auditorium, which was so impossible type of thing. And so yes, that was Mansa Seva.
Yeah.
So from subtle thoughts to the outcome was I could go there.
Mm. So our thought is really seed. It's really grow. Nice. Aditi, is there a connection between the purity of the soul and the effectiveness of Mansa Seva, and how does one's personal stage influence the service?
You know, don't wait for the purity, because Baba says, through my remembrance, you will purify the mind and your whole system. So if we wait for the mind to be purified, all the time will just go there, and you won't have chance to have Mansa service. But it has to be hand in hand together.
So we should just start Mansa Seva.
Yes. Yeah. So you should start Mansa Seva with whatever percentage of purity you have, and you will see it, that it's coming true. And on the other side, the more I have that yoga, I will purify myself. So I'll become stronger and stronger and more powerful. So it goes hand in hand.
Right. Some may wonder, how is Mansa Seva different from ordinary positive thinking or prayers? They say that I'm creating positive thoughts or I'm praying. So how it is different from Mansa Seva?
Yeah.
Both are same or different?
Mm-hmm. You know, positive thoughts and creative thoughts and ideas are born in my mind. Am I right? Yeah? And then I bring it to action and I achieve what I need to. Mansa Seva takes me very deep into my whole system. So we all know our first lesson, the soul, which was, which has three faculties working, the mind, the intellect, and the tendency or the personality traits. But even the mind has different levels, like Baba says, the conscious mind. That's where I create all these thoughts. But then we have the subconscious mind, which wants to sometimes, confront you, or sometimes encourage you. So subconscious mind is equally active. But then we have the unconscious mind, which is medically proven it's there, but it's not working. But Baba has given us the understanding of super conscious level of the mind, which is a very subtle level, but very powerful. All the treasures are hidden there in the superconscious level of the mind. All the treasures, the most powerful virtues and the most powerful powers. And so when I start working, just giving, yogdan or creating thoughts, positive thoughts, and go and work on it, that's the conscious mind. Which is fine, we need that also. But when I am consciously sitting there with Mansa Seva, it works in its own way, from that depth. And it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Didi, I remember Dadi Gulzar used to say about Mansa Seva that just sit with Baba and he will do whatever he wants to do through you. So is it the real way of Mansa Seva or anything else? Sometimes we hear from our seniors that sit on the globe or sit under the kalpa tree and give vibrations. So what is the exact form of Mansa Seva?
Yes. What happens is that we can use both method. Yeah? One is offer yourself. And Baba will use you. Baba will give visions to others. Baba will open the other doors for you. And we can achieve what we want. Offer yourself. But when I consciously am sitting for Mansa Seva and visualizing a task or a situation or something which I need to, make it powerful, then Baba offers himself. Baba takes over in that way, and Baba will then use you from the other side. So, Sister Vedanti always gives this example, because I witnessed her. She was a simple teacher, a Gujarati Hindi teacher in India, a little Kumari in Mumbai. And when the sisters, you know, senior sisters started departing for overseas service, she asked Dadi Janki, you know, Dadi, you are all going, what am I going to do? You know, because she didn't speak English at that point. And so she wouldn't be used as an instrument out of India or anything, which is fine. But she shares this beautiful experience that she used to sit in front of a world globe. You know, world globe. Mm-hmm. And she will meditate from 2 o'clock in the morning, Amritvela. Not that she wants to go into the world, but just giving power to the world. Whoever is out there will receive success. And whoever the souls are supposed to be connected to Baba will come to Baba. Unconditional. Niswarth. You should not have any conditions in that way. If you have little bit of condition, you're tinting it, it will not be pure.
So selflessly we have to do it.
Selfless. Right. And then she has experienced that, you know, one fine afternoon, somebody is ringing the bell of Kolaba Center, and that was my Lokik uncle, and a businessman and an industrialist in Africa. And he saw this fair, and the fair was over, and he just walked and said to Sister Vedanti, I want to buy this. How much is it? I'll pay you now and you give it to me. And she's like, you know, please come in and see what we do. I don't have time, you know. And in that way, the new doors opened up for Africa. This happened in 1971. But the Yagya was quite wanting to understand the continent of Africa. So the instruments were sent in 1974. It took time. But Dadi said to my uncle, I will send you, English-speaking hand there in Africa. You can send me as many sisters you want to, but Sister Vedanti has to come. But she doesn't speak English. It's okay. She'll speak. But she has to come. Which power is speaking through this instrument? Did you see that? So, but it has to be very unconditional.
Right.
When I came to Baba and in the center's facilities were very simple. We didn't have air tickets, money and all that. But I used to have a thought. We should serve this particular country, which I've never seen. I don't even know where it is. So I'll go to Sister Vedanti and say, you know, somebody should go and serve this country. Not I, anybody, but we must serve. And she would say, all right, but I go to the travel agent and look for the tickets and they're so expensive that I just keep quiet. I don't say anything, you know. Guess what? I was supposed to go to China for a conference and I asked, can I stop into this country? And they said, yeah. How much extra do I pay? No, you don't pay anything. I stayed there for 10 days. I gave a group course, television, interview, all that. And then, service started and there's a beautiful center. In fact, the instrument is here somewhere, but I don't know where he is. Is Vandemu around? No. Yeah, you are here?
Sitting,
come,
Vandemu,
come. Come in the front.
Please come in front.
How come a teacher is sitting so bad behind? So that center was born from this thought.
Great.
You know, and this is the instrument who runs the center there.
Yeah,
coming.
Give a big hand. Give a big hand for him and also for this
just
great
here,
service.
Just
welcome, brother.
So this is the brother who runs the center, but the service in that country started from Mansa Seva.
Nice. So living example we have. Really, we often get distracted or our thoughts become ordinary. How can one maintain a high quality level of thoughts during Mansa Seva? Because when we start, some distractions are there, some negative or waste thoughts are there. So we are not focused at that time. So what should we do at that time for powerful Mansa Seva?
Mm.
So that we can see such results as you told us right now.
When we come to Baba, don't forget your childhood days. We are flying and we are running and we are jumping. And then after a little while, what happens? Your enthusiasm goes a little bit down. Do not allow your enthusiasm to go down. Keep your zeal and enthusiasm alive. I know the next question is going to be, how? That I'll answer when you ask. But even in Mansa Seva, enthusiasm is very important. Whether you can see or whether you can't see, whether you can feel or whether you can't feel. But don't allow your zeal and enthusiasm to die or to frizzle out. Then you're very successful.
Right. These qualities are really needed for Mansa Seva, as you say. Surrender, Balak Somali, and modesty, all these qualities really. Because if it is not there, we cannot focus, we cannot serve the world. So we have to serve ourselves first, I think. Only then we can serve the world. Is there a base time or place for Mansa Seva? What do you think?
You know, to be very honest, no. But when we started, we were talking about, you know, Amrit Vela is a fixed time, evening meditation is a fixed time,
traffic control
is a fixed time.
Mm.
Mansa Seva, if you keep it fixed, it's very good, but then your mind will be connected into that. And it will not be connected up there. I personally sit and, you know, use my time on airports and trains and buses and wherever I am. Because if you don't do that, then your mind is going to be a little bit naughty. Naughty means, you know, if your flight is delayed for 7 hours, then a lot of waste thoughts come. A lot of weak thoughts come. Your enthusiasm goes and sometimes even takes over, anger takes over. You know, why is it so late and this and that? I just sit wherever I am. But one time, we were having a meeting in London with Dadi Janki in Oxford Retreat Center, and that was the group who is working with the UN, United Nations. And so Sister Mohini and all of us were there, and how to serve the UN more effectively. So we all told Dadi, Dadi, you know, we have to sit in UN meetings for hours and hours and hours, and maybe if you're lucky, you'll get about 2 or 3 minutes to speak later, you know? But maybe even whole day we have to sit there. So we feel we're wasting a lot of time. That is his chup. Don't ever say that you're wasting time. Brahmins, don't waste time. She says, wherever you are sitting, even if you don't get to talk, it is not necessary you have to speak. Then only you've done service. Sitting in that gathering and having yoga is also Mansa Seva. Just being there. You will create an environment. So don't ever say you're wasting time in the meetings. And from that day, wherever I'm sitting, in my UN meetings or, you know, airports, especially delays, or long flights, whatever it is, I just have yoga. Sometimes yoga, as Rupesh Bhai defined, and sometimes Mansa Seva. And the outcome are beautiful. Just beautiful. And so I'd give you, you know, we started this project in 2004, Serve Africa. Not South Africa, huh? South Africa is just one small country. But in Bharat, people only understand South Africa. But it's Serve Africa. And we were in a very remote, remote country where, you know, we have Indian businessmen who runs business, but their families are not there. Their families are maybe in India or Europe somewhere. But the brothers, they go up and down, you know, they are business people. And so we sisters opened a center there, and one of the local brothers were running that center. And we go after 2 years or 3 years or sometimes Raki. We can't do Raki in all the countries in Africa. So some centers get Raki after 2 years or 5 years because, you know, the brothers run the center. They make bhog, they read Murali, they offer everything. But one thing they can't do, the brothers' instruments, is tie Raki that we have to go. So, two sisters in this uniform, and it's a very small airport and all that. They were sitting at the airport, and one, in you know, businessman, Indian businessman, saw the sisters and he was like fascinated, you know, who are these sisters in sari, you know, and what are they doing in this country? And because there was a long wait of 5 hours, what do we do? Not even Mansa Seva, but just yoga, you know. And he was on the phone, but only he had 5 minutes to the flight, 5 minutes left. And so he gave a smile, we gave a smile. And after the conversation, he came and said, what are your sisters doing here? And very briefly we said, we are Brahma Kumaris, we have a center here, this, that, that. We exchanged cards, he gave us his, we gave ours, that's it. Nothing extra. Every Christmas, we used to first send Christmas greetings to people who we've met. But then we used to send an email. So, Sister Vedanti told me, you know, whatever cards we have, send an email. There's no WhatsApp or anything like that. So, this was in 2005 or 6. So I sent an email and he sent me a reply. I don't remember from the card who he was. I just send a greetings and he sends me, can you please send me your bank account number? And I told Sister Vedanti, this brother is asking for the bank account. And she says, he must be a new person, someone, we don't know him. Just send, it's okay. We'll see what he sends, you know. It doesn't just happen every time, huh? Don't expect that. Expectation can take your zeal and enthusiasm away. And after 4 days, our bank calls us and say, you've received this amount of dollars in your account. And it wasn't a simple amount. That I'll tell you. We wouldn't even think of it for the whole year and 2 years and 3 years. So now we were a little bit concerned who this person was, you know. So we check, and we got this card. And he was this brother who met us at the airport only for 5 minutes, you know. And so in that 5 minutes, maybe drishti, maybe your yoga, because you didn't intentionally have Mansa Seva at that point. Did you see that? So it's from subtle to gross. it attracts.
Right. So wherever you are, you can do Mansa Seva. If you fix up a time, that is good. But wherever you are, wherever you are sitting, as Didi mentioned, just give vibrations. And Didi, one more question. Can Mansa Seva be used for planetary healing, natural disasters, or global conflicts? How does it work in such cases? Because some people have queries that these changes has to come, and should we interfere in this? Because now Kali Yuga has to change in Satyuga, so this is a natural process and God's plan maybe. So if we give vibration with such thoughts, does we interfere? Or should we do this?
You know, how I do it, I personally, I just use my power. It's like watering a tree or a plant. You don't sit and water this branch and this leaf and this, you know, fruit and all that. You just water in the roots, and the roots will offer wherever it needs, the more or less, and it spreads and nourishes the whole plant. So similarly, whatever task, whatever situation or power is needed wherever, I just offer. So in that way, you could visualize that you are sitting under the kalpa tree and just offering, and it will go. If this branch needs love, it will go there. And if this branch needs peace, it will go there. So, you know, like the war-torn country. So don't sit and, you know, literally, you know, name it, but it will go wherever it's needed. So I can offer all the powers and all the qualities, and it will go wherever it's needed to nourish that situation. But yes, as I told you, that when I was not well, I literally gave power to heal this body to the level where I can use it in service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I did, that I'll tell you. And so it's like, you know, exceptional. But otherwise, what I've noticed that Baba says, your yoga is your thermometer. If you receive harsh news in the world, natural calamities and all that, then your yoga is correct. It's happening. Transformation is taking place, you know. So in that way, it will go wherever it's needed.
Yeah. Mm. It's your duty, Baba says, that send vibrations, new vibration in such situations. Right. So we have to spread our vibrations. We have to give our good thoughts to the world, and definitely those who have to receive it,
they will receive,
they will receive, and they will get healing power. Didi, many times we send good wishes, as you said, but situations remain the same. Why does this happen, and how can we make our Mansa Seva more effective? Because from the beginning I am giving 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, but situation is the same, person is the same, he is not transforming. Why does it happen?
You know, we are forgetting that Mansa Seva is one way of doing service, but on the other side I have a lot of karmic accounts also. From Copper Age till now, the soul has accumulated so much karma, good and bad. So, everywhere Mansa Seva doesn't just work easily. At some point, it's also my karmic accounts. And if that percentage is higher, then you feel that your Mansa Seva is not working, but it's working. The percentage is reducing. But looking at it, it doesn't look like anything is moving. But it's moving very slowly. And so, it is working. Do not allow your enthusiasm to go. But it's definitely working on a very, very slow level because of our karmic accounts.
Okay. But it will work.
Mm.
So we should not stop.
No.
We should continue giving vibration.
Exactly.
Because Didi, some may feel discouraged. There is a question. If they don't see immediate results from their Mansa Seva, so how can they stay motivated?
That's where I need to take care of myself. Because nothing just comes in a day. Did you grow to this level just in a day?
Mm-hmm.
Your parents worked so hard. So remember those things, you know, you sow a seed. And do you think the tree is going to come up tomorrow only in the morning? No. It takes time. But you keep on nurturing and nurturing, taking care of that, and then the outcome will come. So offer yourself and then detach. So it's detach observer. Offer and detach.
Right.
Don't get involved into it.
We need patience, right? For the result also.
Because when I gave you that example of this Ethiopia,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know why I wanted to go and serve there. But of course, I never told that I want to go. I just offered, somebody goes.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't just in a day. But it was like I put the idea at least 3 or 4 years before. And then I got this opportunity to stop over automatically. So it took time. But that thought didn't die. That I'll tell you.
Great. Aditi, what is the role of faith? Sometimes we are giving our vibration, waiting for the change. So what is the role of faith, Shraddha, in Mansa Seva? Can doubts reduce its impact? Whether it will happen or not, I'm doing right or not, this type of thoughts.
Yeah. You know, faith and Shraddha is based on detach and loving. Detach and loving. So, if I love this particular situation or person, the soul or the task, but detach, no attachment, no attraction, then only faithful moves mountains. Then only faith works. Faith doesn't just work like that. Faith is powerful, but I am more powerful. And so, yes, we can't leave everything on faith.
Right. So if you also have any question, you can come and ask. I have some more questions, but I would like, if you want to ask, if you have any query regarding today's topic, you may come in front and ask a question. But Didi, one more question. How can we balance external service with internal service, Mansa Seva? Because sometimes we often say that I'm very, very busy in my Laukik job, Laukik things, so I don't find time for this Seva, Mansa Seva. How can we balance this?
You know, if you talk about Laukik job, that's a different thing. You can't do anything about that. So whilst you are in your Laukik job, whenever you get free time, just have little yoga or visualize or give light to anything you need to. That is a different exercise. But otherwise, if I'm organizing like nowadays, even in the center, people use this language, I'm very busy. Very busy, you know. And Dati Janki never accepted that word. When you go and tell Dadi, Dadi, you were very busy, and she will straight away say, I'm very easy. I'm not busy. She'll straight away say that. And so, to be easy means to be light. Easy means to be happy. Easy means to be loving. In spite of doing everything, am I light and loving? Or do I sometimes get angry and upset? And so, you have to see your state of mind. And in that way, you're using that time in a worthwhile manner. If I'm easy and loving and happy, and then it's automatic. I don't need extra time for that. I can do it hand in hand. Preparing for the program and loving and caring and happy will help you. For that, I don't need extra time to have Mansa Seva. Because, you know, we are making our groundwork. Whatever program, there's groundwork. And so in 1990, we were working on this big center in Nairobi, and it was Global Museum for a Better World. So we were constructing a museum, and when Sister Vedanti went, we used to offer bhog to Baba, and she was a trans medium, so she goes to Baba, bring messages and all that. So Baba says, children, you are preparing a museum. To construct and to do anything, you receive a lot of obstacles and situations. And Baba says, before making a museum, you become the living museum. You. When people see you, people realize what these people are doing or who they are. And so, museum will be made later. But you are the living museum. People will see you and have visions. And so, we worked on it, but of course it wasn't 100% successful, because you get angry, you get agitated, you get upset, because things are not happening the way you want, you know. But there was a reminder, but even in programs it happens that way. Mm-hmm. So first I need to serve myself,
right,
and then serve others.
Mm-hmm. Self-transformation, Baba always says. Yes, sister? You want to ask a question? Please come in, sir. Yeah, traffic control.
बजती है शिव बा
No, we can't hear you.
Om Shanti. Please come in front.
Please come in the front.
Everyone will listen to you. Microphone is here. Yeah, just it's here.
Om Shanti. So, a few years ago, I heard Sister Mira said that you can do Mansa Seva on the plane, on the subways, buses. So I started doing it in New York subways. And you know, New York subways, if you have been there, they're very crowded. And a number of times, there have been fights while I'm sitting, right? So at first I started moving from the cart and going into the next cart. Then I started saying, you know what? I'm doing a service here. I'm going to just sit and go to Baba and ask Baba to give all of the souls, you know, they look so sad or angry or worried. So suddenly they start fighting and they are talking to each other, very happy. And then I had a lady on the way. I was going to another borough, so the city. I live in Manhattan, so I was going to Queens. And this lady suddenly came from her seat and sat next to me and started telling me a very sad story about her middle son, who she applied to bring to the United States, but the father convinced him to stay, and he was killed by a guerrilla in Central America. So I started to give her some knowledge, and I say, you know, you have a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. She said, yes. I said, you can talk to God. Do you know that? She said, how? I said, well, you see yourself as a point of light. You know how the spirit in Christianity, I said, we call it spirit. When the spirit leaves the body is alive, so the spirit. I said, this is where the spirit is. Mm. This is where the soul is. And I say, you can imagine yourself to be a star of light, of peace. And God, the Supreme, is always up there in the word of light. And He can actually feel you if you address Him and tell Him your whole story. And just tell Him to help you forgive your husband, to send good wishes. And she said, I'm going to do it. So I said, I have to leave now because I was going to an appointment. But, you know, they starting to actually approach me. And you cannot teach on the subways in New York City. But if somebody approaches you, you can do a little something.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, sister. Mm. Thank you very much. Yeah, please come. Just ask your question.
Lovely experience.
Thank you, sister, for your experience. Just ask your question in brief. We have short time. Mm. So, just specify your question.
Om Shanti. Am I understanding that the yoga or being soul conscious or when you're doing the traffic control, it's more self-oriented, whereas Mansa Seva would be more projected externally towards a situation or people? And is the Mansa Seva similar to Sakash, or just if you can clarify that?
You know, Mansa Seva is not only outward or for others or people. It first gives me the light and strength, and then it goes out. So that's the correct word, Sakash. Sakash simply means a combination of light and power. Sakash is Shakti, and Prakash. So it's a combination of power and light, which is Sakash. And that's also, you know, another form of Mamsa Seva. Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Come, brother, if you want to ask,
please be here ready.
Anybody who wants to ask,
Those who want to ask, please come in front. Front sofas are empty, so you can feel the sofas. If you are sitting behind and want to ask, please come in front.
Om Shanti. In last Murli, Baba focused on Mansa Seva, and Baba encourages us. And Baba said to give 15 minute Mansa Seva, and said ki if you will do, you will find your praja by giving Mansa Seva. Then my question is ki like if we give Sakash to whole world, how we find our praja by giving Sakash to whole world, and we will get my praja. Baba said you will get your praja by giving Sakash. My question. Thank you.
No, you do not find your praja. You will just make praja. You will not find. So we just unconditionally serve. Whoever we touch the heart and connect them to Baba, you will not see. They will just be ready and they come to Baba. They don't need to connect to you, but automatically in golden age they'll be your subject. But what is happening in this process is not you know, the subject being seen, but your status is going higher, so your kingdom is expanding and the subject will be there, but you will not find, you will not see.
Baba,
you're
motivates.
Just making it.
Baba motivates us sometimes, yeah, by saying these words. And also I think we are ancestors, na? So selflessly we have to give vibrations to each and everyone. My last question is, Devi, then we will go for yoga. How do you see the role of Mansa Seva evolving in the coming years, especially in an era of increasing global instability?
Uh-huh. You know, when we first came to Baba, we could travel, we could connect with people, people could come to the center for morning yoga, class, evening, you know, four times in a day, three times in a day. Now, even once, very difficult. Most of them want to be online because of traffic and because of, you know, work and all that. So it is reducing. It's reducing a lot. And so we know that we are going towards that direction. This time when I was traveling, I was like, you know, oh, it's not very easy to travel now. You know? And so day by day, service is going to be subtle. So, whenever I have the opportunity, I do it wholeheartedly. But when it will not be able to do, maybe this body would not work, or maybe, you know, flights is a challenge, or maybe, you know, whatever. But that time, I have to equally serve through the mind and not get disheartened by thinking, oh, before I used to travel a lot, or before I used to speak a lot, and now I don't have the opportunity to do that. No. Whatever drama offers me, let me take it in that way.
Right. Thank you very much, Devi. Really, very insightful thoughts, and you clear the topic very well. We have very clear vision that how we have to now give vibration, how we have to do Mansa Seva, and what values is really required for this. Now at the end, give a big hand to Didi, please. Nice experiences you shared, which really inspired us a lot, and definitely we will do Mansa Seva, because this is need of the hour and call of the world. At the end, Didi, we would like a brief guided meditation, that how how to give vibration to the word and what exactly Mansa Seva we have to do. So a brief guided meditation from Dede.
Relax. Slowly, the sound around you is fading. And I take an inward journey. I step within myself. With my mind and intellect, I look for a quiet space within myself and just be there. Feel the silence around you. It's so soothing, so calm, so pure and powerful. I now go upwards with my mind and intellect. And situate in the center of the forehead. I am a point of light. Detached from this body. Seeing through these eyes and hearing through these ears, I now go upwards with my mind and intellect above the sun, moon, stars and sky, beyond the subtle regions. I'm back in my home, the soul world. I'm very close to my father, Baba. I recognize my father. And I connect to Baba through my mind and intellect. I fill myself up and I'm full. I'm recharged. I, the soul, now go back to the world in the midst of all other souls. I situate in this body, and through the same eyes I give drishti. Just giving drishti itself is sakash. I can make a world through my drishti. Situation of the souls in the world, or the situation of the world. As a detached observer, and I then send light. And whoever needs whatever receives it. Receiving that love, that peace, that awareness brings them closer to Baba. Whatever task we have, world transformation, work on the self and it will speed up. Just look at yourself. What is this that I need to change? Work on it and the world will change. My life will become very beautiful, and equally the world will be beautiful. Om Shanti.